a sigh of relief, because now that you have access to the entire frame, you can make the repairs like you've done, trade it out wholeheartedly. You know, you can start rebuilding up truly from the ground up with room for the gray tanks and you know, add-ons for the torsion axles and all that kind of stuff. So it takes a lot probably to get to that point, but once you do it, it kind of makes things almost easier after that, right?
Yeah, well, here's a funny one for you that we were, you know, really kind of surprised at. Your frame and mine and this particular one, the leaf spring suspended trailers have a steel angle on the side of the frame that supports that basically beefs up the frame in that area to support the leaf spring pickup points. Okay, and that angle is long enough that the front and rear outriggers are actually welded to that bit of angle, as opposed to being welded on the side of the frame rail.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what we found was that those outriggers were not level with every other outrigger on there. They were actually high,
like on purpose.
Well, this is what we're thinking. It may not, maybe not attempting to be on purpose, but may have been a failure at the plant 50 years ago. And obviously it worked this long, so it couldn't have been that bad a failure. But anyway, you know, who's ever going to see it? It's underneath a bed in the closet or whatever. If the floor tips up slightly on that area, who would ever notice that variation? But where one of my guys, he noticed that. He says, this is crazy. Look at this stuff. This is not flat all the way along there. Well, it was obviously there right from day one, because when they fitted the inner wheel wells, it also lifted the wheel wells up relative to the skin when it got fitted.
Right.
Okay. So when we made everything level, and we had to do some rebuilding of the wheel wells as well, because some of the lower flanges were slightly rusty, and we added new galvanized steel, etc. When the body came down, and literally the body went on late yesterday, and it was all bucked together today, but the outside skin of the inner wheel well projected down beyond the cutout of the wheel arch. So in other words, that inner wheel well had been tipped cockeyed for 50 years.
Nice.
I mean, it was only a quarter inch, but I mean, it's still a quarter inch. That's and nobody was the wiser for it. And you really think about it. Listen, these things are in production. The guy, if the outrigger is off a little bit, he's, yeah, whatever. It's just keep on going, you know?
And they're handmade. It's not coming off an assembly line.
Right.
And you know what? Probably one of the good things about being handmade is they can deal with that kind of stuff as it comes down the line. They don't have to stop everything and go, oh, we need to rebuild this, you know, part so it'll slap in there.
Yeah.
You know, they just built
around it.
They built around it, yeah, and keep on going. You know, it's not going to affect anything. But interesting, yeah. Then, you know, vintage surprises, right? I'm sure this isn't the first vintage surprise you found. It won't be the last.
No. You know, I found, you know, written inside the skin, you know, in black markers and stuff. You remember the old, during the Second World War, Kilroy was here?
No. Sorry.
Well, anyway, there was a little caricature of a nose coming over a wall with two hands, and it had a head popping up, half a head.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, it was a thing during the war, and apparently they discovered that these caricatures were found in, I believe it was inside naval ships, inside tanks and stuff, in the weird places that were impossible to get at. And it was some military worker, apparently, was leaving these things and then closing up walls. And
nice.
But anyway, we've seen that, which I thought was really kind of interesting. Now, back in the 50s, you know.